Hello, friends. I'm Marissa Blackwood, and welcome to All Things Murder. Welcome to All Things Murder, the show that dives into real true crime cases that inspired pop culture movies and shows we know today. I'm Marissa Blackwood, and with St. Patrick's Day being tomorrow, what better way to celebrate than with a beer and to watch Hulu's adaptation of The Boston Strangler, starring Keira Knightley. Keira Knightley, who portrays journalist Loretta McLaughlin. Loretta McLaughlin and journalist Gene Cole were the journalists who wrote a four-part series on The Boston Strangler that connected the dots of this prolific murderer and gave the killer his title. Now, their stories will be later told in this true crime thriller. For today, we will be diving into the debatable case of the Boston Strangler and the man responsible, Albert DeSalvo. Listener's discretion is advised. If you're a fan of horror movies or true crime, or perhaps both like myself, don't forget to like and subscribe. Also, don't forget to check us out on YouTube at All Things Murder. New episodes on Thursdays. Albert Henry DeSalvo was born in Chelsea, Massachusetts to Frank and Charlotte DeSalvo. Like majority of serial killers, he was raised with an abusive alcoholic father who brutalized his mom and had sex with prostitutes in front of his children. I'm going to nominate him for not being Father of the Year. Why would you do that? Why in front of the kids? Ugh. And you did not think this would have repercussions on your child? Young Albert surprisingly got into shoplifting and started torturing animals and had several issues with the law. Repercussions of your actions. Repercussions. In November of 1943, when he was 12, he was arrested for battery and robbery. Oh, it gets better. In December of the same year, he was sent to the Lyman School for Boys. When he was 17, he joined the U.S. Army, where he served 8 years. There he met his wife, and they had 2 children together. So, it's already seeming like a normal life, right? Afraid not. Afraid not. The murders of the Boston Strangler. Between June 14th, 1962 and January 4th of 1964, 13 women between the ages of 19 and 85 were murdered in the Boston area. They were eventually tied to the Boston Strangler. Most of these women were sexually assaulted in their apartments and then strangled with articles of clothing. The oldest victim, she did not die of strangulation, she died of a heart attack. 2 others were stabbed to death, one of whom was also beaten very, very badly. Now, it did not show any sign of forced entry into their houses. It seemed like these women were having to either know their killer or just voluntarily allowed him into their homes. In the fall of 1964, in addition to the Strangler murders, the police were also trying to solve a series of rapes committed by a man who had been dubbed the Measuring Man or the Green Man. The Measuring Man nickname came to as a result of his act, posing as a talent scout from a modeling agency who would just go door to door to young women's homes asking, "Can I take your measurements?" And if they agreed, he would fondle them as he measured. That's what every model has to deal with now, jeez. The Green Man nickname was from when he'd break into women's apartments. There were reportedly up to 400 homes, tie them up, reportedly 300 victims, and he would sexually assault them while dressed in green. On October 27th of 1964, a stranger entered a young woman's house in East Cambridge, posing as a detective. He tied her to the bed, proceeded to sexually assault her, and then he just left, saying, "I'm sorry," as he went. The woman did call the police and gave the police a description to identify the assailant as DeSalvo. When his picture was published, many women identified him as the man who had assaulted them.
Albert was arrested and charged with several counts of assault, burglary, and sex offenses by the time he was not even identified as the Boston Strangler. Okay, I'm gonna say given his track record, it's probably him, right? Right. In fact, Albert made a jailhouse confession admitting to the killings of the 13 women that did take place between 1962 and 1964. We got a confession, guys. Yeah, he did it. However, Albert's 1967 admission to being the Boston Strangler caused skepticism among 5 different DA offices. 5! Among other legal authorities who were investigating the murders, in part because the locations were so spread out of his victims, they believe the stranglings were performed by more than one man. Remember this, this is when the debate comes through. For example, though he was able to recount the crime scenes in great detail, not a shred of physical evidence tied him to the crimes. We all know, DNA don't lie. His timeline matched up with the Boston Strangler murders, but Albert was released from his first time in prison just weeks before the first Strangler killing happened, but he seemed like he was the type of person who would admit to his murder spree when he first got captured. So police were like, is he the Strangler? According to a forensic psychiatrist, Ames Robbie, Albert was a very clever, very smooth, compulsive confessor who desperately needs to be recognized. In 1967, Albert DeSalvo went to prison for the Green Man crimes, though he never stood trial for those relating to the Boston Strangler. Oh no. He ended up escaping jail for a little bit before he was caught and then transferred to a maximum security prison a few years later. Now, despite the fact that he may or may not have done it, Albert was able to describe each crime in such detail that his own lawyer said, yeah, it's him. He's guilty. But lawyers are like, yeah, you did it. Like, oh, okay. But for a lawyer to be like, no, he did it. But despite their hopes of closing this case and to see if his confession was real or not, many detectives and prosecutors believe that Albert's confession was a sham. In 1973, Albert DeSalvo was found stabbed to death in his cell. His killer or killers were never identified. With the death of Albert and no future leads, it appeared that no one would ever really solve the Boston Strangler case. The Boston Strangler case solved after decades. For the next 46 years, the case of the Boston Strangler remained open. There were no more apparent victims either. Then in 2013, the police had a breakthrough using their newfound DNA on a water bottle belonging to DeSalvo's nephew. Police were able to link the final Boston Strangler victim, 19-year-old Mary Sullivan, to Albert DeSalvo. The Y-DNA genetic material passed through the male line in the families found on the bottle was almost an exact match to the semen found in the blanket that covered Mary's body. I said it once, I said it twice. DNA don't lie, baby. After the Y-DNA match, police obtained permission to exhume Albert DeSalvo's body and procure a DNA sample from him. And it was a match. They declared that Albert DeSalvo was the murderer of Mary Sullivan, thus closing her case. But the cases of the other 12 Boston Strangler victims remain a mystery, as there was no DNA evidence to match their cases. So he was convicted of Mary's, but not the other 12. Interesting. Now the real question lies, was Albert DeSalvo truly the Boston Strangler? Or could this have been the work of more than one person? You decide. And that is the story of the Boston Strangler. Don't forget to check out the Boston Strangler on Hulu tomorrow. Thank you all so much for joining me. Have a great St. Patrick's Day. Drink a green beer for me. I'm Marissa Blackwood. And don't forget to tune in next week for a new All Things Murder, if you dare.